Liz Phair's debut album, Exile in Guyville, was one of the surprise successes of 1993, selling over 200,000 copies. Now she's back with a follow-up called Whip Smart. Ken Tucker has a review.
I'm a firm believer in the sophomore jinx. In rock and roll, this is the notion that a pop musician can put out a great first album because he or she has spent years nurturing and refining material. But when it comes time for a second release, all the good stuff has been used up and self-consciousness has settled in. This happens all the time. That's why they call so many people one-hit wonders. Liz Phair's debut, Exile in Guyville, was itself such a perfect example of pop self-consciousness that I thought she was a goner. No way could she pull off the paradox of fresh jadedness two times in a row. Boy, am I glad I was wrong. Cinco de Mayo, Blowout Denial, I'm telling you, I was in immediate love with this music. Liz Phair is a truly original rock lyricist, creating patchwork lines that half make sense and then veer off into inspired stream of consciousness, with a choice vulgarity thrown into the bargain. She's not just breaking boundaries as a woman with an unusually candid approach to sexual matters, she's also unafraid to contradict one of rock and roll's most cherished myths, that the most authentic music comes from working-class underdogs. Liz Phair wears her Winnetka, Illinois upper middle class status like a badge of honor. The first cut on Whip Smart goes out of its way to tell us she went to summer camp with Julia Roberts without ever sounding like a stuck-up snob. But she's not a cynical smarty pants either. Listen to the lovely, realistic sentiments tucked into the title song. There is in Liz Phair's confiding murmur of a voice the sound of an artist working at full strength, confident that she can put anything she wants into her work and trusts her audience to follow her. At a time when so many other rockers are refusing to be held accountable for any beliefs or feelings, Phair's cool-headed authority is a real kick.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Liz Phair's new album, Whip Smart. I'm Terry Gross.